God's providence is often a source of perplexity and debate among Christians. But in Scripture, the providence of God is the source of three things, all of them good. It is a source of awe, of comfort, and of reverent fear. And we can see all of these things expressed beautifully in David's Psalm 139, which is really a meditation on God's providence. We can see the awe that it produced in David. O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know my sitting down and my rising up. You understand my thought afar off. You comprehend my path and my lying down, and are acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word on my tongue, but behold, O Lord, you know it altogether. You have hedged me in behind and before, and laid your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is too high. I cannot attain to it. We can see the comfort that it gave David and gives us. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall fall on me, even the night shall be light about me. Indeed, the darkness shall not hide from you, but the night shines like the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to you. For you formed my inward parts. You covered me in my mother's womb. Your eyes saw my substance, yet being unformed. And in your book they were all written, the days fashioned for me, when as yet there was none of them. How precious also are your thoughts to me, O God. And we also see the reverent fear that God's providence produced in David and should produce in us. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxious thoughts, and see if there is any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Awe, comfort, reverent fear, these are the true fruit of the providence of God.